This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wang Xiaoning. Now, we are running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, because ASEAN is pushing for a Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP. Now, how familiar are you with the benefits of this trade agreement? Do let us know what you think, because we'll be taking a look at the results of the poll throughout the morning. But the ASEAN Economic Ministers meeting actually did happen over the weekend in Bangkok and are set to conclude today. Malaysia was represented by the Secretary General of the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, Datuk Lukman Hakim Ali, and there was quite a lot on the agenda.
Yes, so ministers reviewed the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community, but I believe that we have a call, don't we? We have a call on the line on a totally separate subject.
We do, and actually that is, so we're going to be talking about the trade war first, because you may have heard the trade war being likened to a tech arms race, but tariffs and tensions have had a big effect on tech companies. Tariffs on China particularly have been affecting supply chains of tech companies like Apple.
Meanwhile, there are heightened tensions between the US and China. They have also affected the sales of companies like Cisco. So the trade war is also an arena for the US and China in terms of the 5G race, which of course both countries naturally want to win. Now, just remember, in May, the US blacklisted Huawei for national security reasons. And Huawei is of course the key player in 5G. It's also one of the biggest makers of its equipment.
Yes, and so as the US and China continue to trade blows with each other by imposing new tariffs, we turn to Jonathan Curtis, Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Franklin Templeton, for an analysis of the investment situation. Thank you for joining us, Jonathan. Now, how does the continued trade war impact your investment strategy, particularly with regard to 5G?
Good morning. This is nice to meet you, and nice to be with you. We think the big opportunity in tech right now is this idea we've been talking about of digital transformation. It's about businesses using data and software to better engage with their customers, but particularly the 5G and the situation between U.S. and China. We think the Chinese and U.S. tech sectors outside of enterprise hardware and semiconductors and semi-cap equipment are largely disconnected from one another. So, you know, the Chinese companies have really great access to their own technology in 5G, but where they're struggling is with semiconductors. And so they're reliant on companies like Texas Instruments, Analog Devices, even Xilinx for key inputs into their building their 5G networks. And so they've seemed quite desperate to build their own semiconductor industry. And so we're invested in the suppliers of the semi-cap equipment that the Chinese are going to need to use in the years ahead to become independent of the U.S. in key semiconductors, which is key to their ability to do well in 5G.
Jonathan, we are also seeing that the U.S. is becoming more granular in their fight against Huawei, and especially the fight with China as far as 5G is concerned, to the extent of actually banning the export of such technologies to China. And when you talk about semiconductors, that's not something that they can build very easily, right? Because we see the foundries around the region having built those sorts of innovation and technology over the decades. How does China deal with that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the Chinese realize that they're very far behind in key semiconductors. And so they're investing very, very heavily, not only in foundry capacity, but in expertise so they can be independent. Huawei has big initiatives in semiconductors, but you know, we think this is going to take many years, measured in the order of a decade at least, for the Chinese to become independent of the U.S. semiconductor companies. So we think that they're going to struggle a great deal in many of the digital semiconductor companies, so the FPGAs that are critical to building 5G technology. They're investing very, very heavily in memory right now, but they're still generations behind on that. So, you know, this is a big effort for the Chinese, and the government is helping in this process. And to do this successfully, they're going to need to build significant fab capacity and expertise in digital and analog semiconductors. And so, you know, we think we're invested in places where they're going to need to increase their demand so they can become independent.
And Jonathan, on the flip side, what sectors within the 5G ecosystem are you avoiding and why?
Yeah, so we do not like the telecom equipment companies. These companies, like an Ericsson or a Nokia, tend to be highly cyclical. They're selling to customers who are not growing well on their own, and so come back to the equipment manufacturers for continued price concessions. And then, of course, Huawei and ZTE are doing well in selling their equipment, particularly into the emerging markets, and that has closed off those markets largely for Nokia and Ericsson. So we're avoiding the equipment manufacturers in the 5G space. Conversely, we like names like the semiconductor companies and analog devices, the Texas Instruments, Xilinx. We like names like VMware that are helping to provide some of the key software for building the 5G networks. And then we like the tower companies that help the service providers distribute spectrum on their networks.
Now, and Jonathan, what about specifically in the Asian region? In the near term, what kind of opportunities do you see provided by 5G here in Asia?
So we don't have any specific investment in 5G relating to Asia. In Asian tech, though, we are big investors in Alibaba in our strategy, Tencent, and others in the space, but nothing specific to 5G.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. And that was Jonathan Curtis of Franklin Templeton giving us his thoughts on the 5G ecosystem and the developments there.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.